Classical Kids Storytime is supported by the Minnesota College Savings Plan, the official 529 program for the state of Minnesota. Learn how you can invest in your child's college education and minimize your taxes at mnsaves.org.
Welcome to Classical Kids Storytime. I'm Andrea with an Irish folktale called The King with Donkey Ears. Once upon a time in Ireland, in a place called Skibbereen, there was a king who had ruled for many years. There were two odd things about him. One, he always wore a hood. And two, when it was time for his yearly haircut, he'd choose someone at random from Skibbereen. And as soon as they cut his hair, he'd throw them in jail, in solitary confinement. The king, you see, had a secret. A terrible secret. What do you think it could be? One year, the king picked a boy called Liam to cut his hair. Liam went to the palace, his knees knocking and his hands trembling. As he was shown into the king's room, he wondered what secret could be so horrible that knowing it would cause him to be thrown in jail. "Welcome," the king said to Liam, handing him a pair of scissors. "It's your turn to cut my hair." Liam nodded miserably. Slowly, the king took off his hood. And Liam saw what he'd been hiding underneath. Long, furry ears, the ears of a donkey. Now that Liam knew the king's secret, he understood why all the other haircutters had been locked away. The king sent them to jail because he was so embarrassed about his ears. Liam didn't want to go to prison, but he knew that saying no to the king was not an option. So he took the scissors and started to cut the king's hair. When he finished, the king put his hood back on. Liam kneeled down in front of him and cried, "Please, Your Highness, let me go. Don't put me in prison. I promise that I will never tell a single person." But the king answered, "No, I can't let you go now that you know my secret." "Oh, please," said Liam, "let me go. I have a wee old mother who I need to look after. If I don't go back home, there won't be anyone to take care of her." The king, remembering his own wee old mother, looked at Liam. "Do you promise never to reveal my secret? Not to a single person?"
"Oh, yes," said Liam. "I will never, ever tell anyone what I have seen."
"Then you may go," said the king. "But if you ever tell anybody my secret, you will be severely punished."
"Oh, thank you, sir," said Liam, and left the room.
Liam went back home to his wee old mother and returned to his normal life. For a few weeks, he was happy and thankful not to be in jail. But as time passed, he started to feel worse and worse. The secret, which had lain quietly in the back of his mind for weeks, began to get louder and louder, demanding his attention. It was like an itch in that one place on your back that you just can't reach. Liam could think of nothing else. "I must tell this secret," thought Liam. "I have to say it out loud, but I don't want to go back on my promise to the king." He paced back and forth, trying to find a solution. "Aha!" shouted Liam. "I've got it! A way for me to release the secret and keep my promise." Liam hurried off to the middle of Skibbereen Forest and found the very tallest tree. He thought, "I can tell this tree the secret. It's not a person and won't be running off to tell someone else." Liam stood very close to the tree and whispered as quietly as he could, "The king has donkey's ears." Immediately, he felt much better. The terrible pressure of keeping such an enormous secret was finally released. Not long afterwards, the king's royal harper was in the same forest, searching for the best wood for a new harp he was going to build. When he saw the very tallest tree, which we know was Liam's tree, he said, "This is the finest tree in the forest. It will be the perfect wood for my new harp." He chopped the tree down, took it back to the palace, and began to carve and whittle a beautiful Irish harp. Several months later, the new harp was ready. The King of Skibbereen held a great dinner for all the people in the area. The royal harper stood before the king with the new harp and bowed. "This music was written especially for you, my king." Everyone in the hall got very quiet as the harper put his hands on the strings of the new harp. But instead of gentle, lilting music flying from the strings, the instrument began to shout.
"The king has donkey ears! The king has donkey ears!"
The King of Skibbereen jumped to his feet and shouted,
"Where is that boy?"
He yelled to his guard,
"Go get him! He has broken his promise!"
But before the guards could leave the great hall, one of the king's best friends came near. "My king and dear friend," he smiled, "most of your people have known about your secret for years. No one cared or thought any less of you, but we knew how embarrassed you were, so we didn't say anything." The king looked around at his guests, his friends, and saw a room full of gentle smiles and nodding heads. He realized it was true. No one was going to laugh at him or make fun of him. It was high time to stop hiding his not-so-secret secret. He immediately let all the other haircutters out of jail, to everyone's great relief. The king learned an important lesson that day and resolved then and there to make sure no one in his kingdom ever again felt ashamed of who they were or what they looked like. From then on, he was a very good king and lived happily ever after, donkey ears and all. The end. Thank you for listening to Classical Kids Storytime from APM, American Public Media.